Sunday Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9WATD.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back. Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you, Malcolm. And joining us on the phone line is one of our premier sponsors of Monday Night Talk, none other than McGuigan's Pub and their famed owner, the one and only Richard Rosen. Mr. Rosen, how are you this evening?
I'm wonderful, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Make sure you say hello to Joseph.
Well, I'd have to do it over the phone because he's never been to McGuigan's. So.
But you know what? You and I had a conversation, and you know, by accident, he might end up actually being at McGuigan's for an upcoming event.
It would certainly be by accident. You're going to have to bring him because he doesn't know how to get to Whitman.
I know. I don't think his GPS goes.
You know,
that far.
I did an inspection in Whitman. You know, I do insurance inspections. I was just there last week.
And you didn't stop for lunch. You didn't stop by McGuigan's Pub for lunch.
You know that
they open at 11:30.
Yes, I did.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Well,
and if you went on Sundays, they have the $7 Sunday deal. Did you know that, Joe?
I did actually know that. I knew almost everything that you just said.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, hold on, Richard, before you say anything here. So, I'm going to give you another, the answer you gave, because I asked, what are pubs, when it comes to September, what are they best known for celebrating? And you said drinks.
I said cold drinks.
Okay. Try again.
But with all due respect, Kevin, that's not all pubs. There aren't that many that do what we do in September.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
actually, if you look, there are very, 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 very few. Not that I'm defending Joe.
Because that's not easy
would never
to do.
Do that. But I don't know of any other pubs that do what we're about to talk about.
All right. Well, let's put it this way. What is something unique that McGuigan's Pub does? And this isn't the first time that we have discussed it in this program. And I believe you were in the room last time we talked about it last year.
Should we have a clock ticking or anything? Like tick, tick, tick?
No, he's trying to Google it. You won't find it on Google.
Oh, God. Should we just...
Just tell him.
Just, yeah. It's actually, well, I could cheat and look at the paper in front of me, but I'm not going to.
You know what?
September 17th is none other than halfway to St. Patrick's Day.
Hello.
And we have, for like the sixth year in a row, we'll be having our halfway to St. Patrick's Day celebration, which will include bagpipers, Irish step dances, Irish music, corned beef and cabbage. It's just like St. Patrick's Day. And you know what's funny is halfway to St. Patrick's Day, obviously St. Patrick's Day is an Irish pub's business. What has happened in the past is that halfway to St. Patrick's Day has become our second busiest day.
Huh.
So,
And St. Patrick's Day would be technically the busiest, right?
St. Patrick's Day is the busiest day of the year for us, correct. And we may have some special guests on September 17th. I can't discuss it yet. I don't want to announce someone's going to be there if it's not going to happen. But it could be a huge, huge day. Well, it will be a huge day, but it could be even bigger.
Really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
All right, so we'll have to have you back on when we close in and once you have sealed the deal with your special guest or guests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's not, you know, when we talk September, first thing I think of is the fall. And last time I checked when I was outside, we're still in the midst of a little bit of a heat wave, no?
It is pretty hot out there.
Yeah, so why not? I'd want to be by the ocean. I'd want to, you know, at least feel as though I was by the ocean, and maybe I'd want to have a lobster roll or something.
You don't need to go to the ocean because McGuigan's has probably one of the best lobster rolls you'll ever find. It's all lobster meat. There's no filler. There's no stuff. It's just lobster meat and a little bit of mayonnaise, and they are spectacular. Served with French fries, coleslaw. It's a great buy. And the lobster is terrific. I mean, there's huge chunks of lobster in our lobster rolls. That's one of the things that we offer all summer, as well as fried clams and some fish specials and stuff like that. We have great sangria that we make in the restaurant. We sell a lot of that. So it's the air conditioning is nice and cold in there, too.
Now, I'm just going to ask a real key question here. Would it be safe to say if Joe walked in at 11:45 any day, he can order a world-famous lobster roll?
He'd walk in and everybody would say, oh my, is that Joe from WATV? And then they would probably just bring him out a lobster roll.
Really? Well, don't promise him that, because then you'll never get rid of him.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
He could.
He could. Let's also make sure we mention the folks, some of the daily and summer specials that you have other than the lobster roll.
Yeah, it's, you know, like we were saying, we have fried clams and we have some salmon specials. And there's a number of specials that we do every day on top of our menu. We try to mix it up, you know, different vegetables and, you know, different meats and different fish specials and steaks. So it's quite a wide variety of really good stuff.
And I would be safe to say that you do have entertainment from time to time. Like if I was to go there tomorrow night, you might have some musicians hanging out.
We might have a live Irish session, which we've been open, believe it or not, 5.5 years. A little longer than 5.5 years. It's approaching 6 in December. Mm. And these guys that show up and do our live Irish session, I don't believe we've missed 5 Irish sessions in almost 6 years.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Bill Bell and his crew come in. Some night there are 4 musicians. Some nights there are 10 musicians.
Goodness.
And if you've never seen an Irish session, it's pretty cool. You know, I always say I had no idea what an Irish session was about 6 weeks before we opened, and now I have one every Tuesday. We have a lot of people that come in just on Tuesday nights to listen to the Irish music. It's really cool. And, you know, different musicians will come in on different Tuesday nights and join them, and they sit there for a couple of hours. It's great.
Now, I was going to say, if folks can't make it on Tuesday, but they make it a day later on Wednesday, they can enjoy your half-price pizzas.
They will get a half-price pizza, which also is really, really good.
Mm.
And then, you know, entertainment on the weekends. So we keep busy at McGuigan's.
And not only do you do things inside McGuigan's, you're always having, like we were talking about, halfway to St. Paddy's Day, which is also inside, but you also do, I believe, that your annual McGuigan's Adult Scavenger Hunt is around the corner, too.
MASH will be coming up, I think, in November. We haven't picked a date yet, but the McGuigan's Adult Scavenger Hunt is just hilarious. If you've never done a scavenger hunt, you've never partaken in one, you should put a team together. It's hilarious. It's on a Sunday, and it runs from about noon to 6 p.m. And we have teams of anywhere between 3 and 5, and we generally have 8, 10, 12 teams. And they go out and they take pictures of stuff. It isn't a scavenger hunt.
And that's stealing stuff.
Without stealing stuff.
Right.
It's all picture-driven, but it's really, really fun.
Well, give us the highlights of this particular year. What happened this year? What were some of the highlights that you can share with us?
Some of the highlights I can't share with you. That's the problem. That's
oh,
why it's
wow.
called an adult scavenger hunt. it's just, you know, everybody that partakes in it, they really have to use their head to come up with a picture for. I mean, some of them are easy. You know, a picture of the team inside of the back of an ambulance, or the picture of the team inside a jail cell. Those are simple ones. But there's others that, you know, you have to be very creative. Like a picture with the greeter at Walmart, which a couple of years ago just happened to be the lady's last day, and I think she was like 80-something years old. So every team was over at the Walmart, I think in Abington, having their picture taken with the greeter on her very last day of work. I mean, there's 400 clues. So it's, you know, it's a lengthy, it's a tiring afternoon. And I have a team of judges, and it's like priceless.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that you're saying that there's stuff you can't mention, because first thing I think of is there's got to be some good shenanigans that are going on if folks are bringing back pictures that you can't talk about them.
There are a lot of shenanigans going on. You and I can talk about that off air.
We can talk about that off air. I kind of digressed for a couple of moments when we began our conversation again. We're speaking with Richard Rosen. He is the proprietor of McGuigan's Pub. You know, talking about September. September is the kickoff of the football season, and if you can't watch football at home, and you get the kids yelling and screaming, or maybe you don't have the football package. Maybe you go on down to McGuigan's and watch a game. Does it sound like an idea?
We have 8 TVs in the restaurant. And, you know, most every game is on regular television now. So people come in and request to watch a specific game. You know, go sit in front of that TV. We'll put it on for you. So, yeah, we a number of people do that. And we get pretty good crowds in there. We also do chicken wings. We run specials on chicken wings during all NFL games. I don't know what the price is going to be this year. We haven't really, we haven't figured it out. But the purveyors know that many restaurants in this country do chicken wing specials on football games. So the price of the wings goes through the roof. So I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I can guarantee you we'll do it once again.
Okay. Now, you, I don't know if you want to reveal this or not, but you are mulling over, or you are planning a different type of event that you haven't had at your place. Do you want to share the details, or do you want to tease folks?
You know that over the years, we do a lot of events. I mean, not just affiliated with a restaurant, but affiliated with a town, and we've done a lot of stuff in the last 25 years. But one thing that we've never done is have a toga party. I am formulating a toga party at McGuigan's Pub one evening in the near future. I can't reveal many of the details yet because it's not finalized. But we think that it would be a really, really, really fun thing to do. And, you know, rather than have an admission, we were thinking, you know, bring canned food for the food pantry or something like that. But we're formulating it because, you know, we usually don't do our events just for doing the events. We do them for charity or whatever.
Sure.
But we think that having a toga party at McGuigan's Pub would be just shy of insane. But I need to make sure that it doesn't end up in, like, the front page of the Whitman Express that, you know, we've lost our liquor license or something for shenanigans going on at a toga party. So
we can't have that.
We can't have that. So we're formulating that as well.
Okay. But you'll definitely keep us up to date.
I will definitely keep you up to date. You will be the second person to know.
Well, when you were kind of teasing me with the idea, the first thing that went off was John Belushi yelling toga. I was going to get the sound. I just didn't have time. I've just been so busy today. Or I would have grabbed the sound bite and had Larry spin it up for us. So as you were saying, you'd have Johnny yelling toga.
So when we have more time to talk one day in the near future, I'll tell you how this idea came up. It wasn't just one of these things that I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking of Animal House.
No, they're normally well-thought-out ideas. You don't do anything, you know, halfway.
No.
Like
we try
Saint
not
Pat-
to.
It's like St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we try not to. and, you know, we have... there's the potential of having a Cuban cigar night at McGuigan's Pub. I can't really divulge... Of course, the cigars will not be smoked in the restaurant.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
But there is the chance of having a Cuban cigar review.
Last thing we need is another Cuban missile crisis in Whitman.
That's correct.
We don't need that. If folks want to find out more about McGuigan's Pub, whether it's about the menu, entertainment, or some of the events that you got coming up, how can they do that, Richard?
We are on Facebook, Twitter, but our website is www.mcguiganspub.com, mcguiganspub.com.
Yeah, and also they can give you a follow on Twitter too, right?
That's correct.
How can they do that, Richard?
They can Twitter McGuigan's Pub or whatever it is that you do. I don't know. Stuff is too technical, but we're there.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
Okay. So please give him a follow. I believe it's at McGuigan's Pub.
Thank you.
It's that easy. Well, Richard, as always, we thank you for your kind sponsorship. And we've also talked about possibly... It looks as though we're going to be, and what I was talking about as far as you might accidentally wind up at McGuigan's Pub is we're talking about doing a remote from McGuigan. So if you're going to be doing the show that
Monday
evening,
Night Talk remote?
A Monday Night Talk remote from McGuigan's Pub.
Oh, very nice.
So there you have it.
Hey, see, Joe, that's the only reason we're doing this is so we can get you to come to McGuigan's.
so we can end this for good. All right, Richard, thank you very much for joining
Gentlemen,
us.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Have a good night.
You got it. There he is, Richard Rosen, joining us. We are going to step aside, and when we come back, Mr. Yelenesian will be joining us front and center. We'll talk taxes and tobacco and all that good stuff in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.